Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
7, 8, 9, 10, a machine here. There you go. Nobody works like David in this house. 13, come on. 14, come on. 15, shut that muscle down. 16, come on. Get it. 17.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 18.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 19.
They don't know me, son.
Yeah. 20, you got
they
some
don't
more.
Know me, son.
Yeah. 21. Yeah, get again.
You're one of the ones, bro. You special. And you weren't meant to be a person that could have been the one. You are the one. So I need you to get back moving like it before it's too late.
Good! 22!
Who's gonna carry the boats and the logs?
That's you, buddy. Come on, 23! Come on, 24! One more, David!
Bruce,
one more!
Carry the boats!
You're gonna do it! You're gonna do it! You're gonna do it! You did it! Yeah!
Life is not always easy. There are times when it feels like everything is going against us. When we face obstacles that seem insurmountable. And when we feel like giving up.
This is harder than I thought. Hard? That must mean it's bad. No. Every time you face disappointment, you face heartache, you face defeat, you face setbacks, it's preparing you for what this world has in store for you. Life is not done with you. You're only just getting started. The challenges you have right now, they're there to push the greatness that is inside of you out.
And as much as I hate some of the parts of my life depression has dragged me down to, in a lot of ways I'm grateful for it. Because yeah, it's put me in the valleys, but only to show me there's peaks. And yeah, it's dragged me through the dark, but only to remind me there is light. My hurts forced me to have hope. Have hope and to have faith. Faith in myself. So don't ever give up. Don't ever quit.
Pressure has a point. Pressure has a purpose.
You see, most people suffer from possibility blindness.
They can't see themselves doing better because they've been conditioned by the world around them.
Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful? There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. That when you have a made up mind, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds because you are creating your own production. You are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script and you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop. You determine that. Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time, all the time. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up! I'm in control here. You've got to do this. I was going to give a presentation, and this voice inside of me saying, you can't do this. You don't have everything it takes. Now, shut up. I have got to do it. The power to hold on in spite of everything, the power to endure, the hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. You have that quality within you.
When you come up against that thing that tries to break you, when it knocks you down on the canvas, you gotta tell it, I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. I will take everything bad that happens in my life, and I will use that pain to push me to greatness. I refuse to be denied. You gotta believe when no one else does.
No one believed in me. I believed in myself. Belief came from me was going through those hell weeks, taping those legs up, getting up early in the morning by myself, no coach, getting myself up, motivating myself every single day. And no one's there saying, come on, David, I'm forming belief. So when those hard times come, I know exactly how to get through them.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. It's good for you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit.
You can get through this. You can survive this. You can outlast this. You can handle this. You gotta push yourself to your limits. That's when you grow. You have the strength to pick yourself up and keep fighting through the darkness. And when you keep fighting through it, you'll reach the light, and that light will make every bit of the dark worth it.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. In the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. But in the process of doing that, you will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now.
Most people think they're disqualified from becoming mega successful. They think their past disqualifies them. Their mistakes, their seven. You don't know, man, I've had a divorce. You don't know, I failed in this other business. You don't know, in the last down real estate market, I lost it all. You don't know what I'm addicted to. You don't know my mistakes. You don't know my weaknesses. You don't know what I'm not good at. You don't know I've always been average and ordinary. I've always been invisible. And so that disqualifies me from being successful. So what you do regularly is you disqualify yourself. And what I'm saying to you, what if the truth was that your greatest mistakes are the very things that do qualify you? What if that's the case?
What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you are greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim.
If you can survive temporary pain, on the other side of temporary pain, you will meet another version of you. Wait, by the way, all pain is temporary. The only thing permanent is our soul. Even our bodies are temporary. So all pain, no matter what it is temporary. And if you can survive it, on the other side of it, you will meet personality traits, emotions, thoughts, people, circumstances, versions of you that you didn't know existed before.
If you want to make your dream become reality, the people that are running at their dreams know that it's possible that you can live your dream. That it's necessary, that you're relentless, that you have a plan of action, that you are creative, that know if it's going to happen, it's up to them. And they're resolving within themselves, it's not over until I win. The people that are running after their dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
Walk when you run out of money. Walk when your friends betray you. Walk when they lie on you. Walk when what you imagine doesn't happen. Just keep on walking. Do you know what rejection does to self-esteem? Do you understand how personal this is? I'm talking about what happens in your stomach. I'm talking about the taste of bile in your mouth that comes out of your liver. Because it's not just that the door is closed. The closing of the door says, you ain't no man. You ain't no man. You ain't nothing. And this is a crisis. And it brings up every negative thing that has ever been said about you in your whole life.
You get to make a choice. Is failure going to break you? Or is failure going to make you? You get to decide. Failure doesn't.
It's okay to fall. It's okay to cry. It's okay to go home. But quitting should never be an option.
It's not in falling that makes us failures. It's in not getting up that makes us failures. And you get to decide if you get up or you don't get up.
We're going to take setbacks. We're going to take some defeats from time to time in our lives. When that happens, what that actually does, and what that actually should do, is make your vision clear. Make your mission clear.
You'll be forced to focus harder on what's needed to be done. You'll be forced to reassess your approach, reassess your strategy, rearmor your mind, to test your mental strength.
The point of rejection is the place where faith is proven.
When you're under the weight of devastation, your faith will stand trial. If you don't truly believe, you'll crumble. But if you know deep down this dream, this goal, this vision you have for your life, this is for you, then you will find a way to get through it.
Most of you are not under covenant. Covenant means, look, me and you, if the company go down, we go down with it. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. When you do videos every single Monday and ain't nobody paying you, when you come to an engagement and you speak as if you're making the most you've ever made when you're not, when you get up at 6, when you don't have to. Covenant. It's a mindset. And if you change your mindset, mindset is important because we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we use to create them. You better change the way you think. All you need to do is change your thinking and you change your world. You don't need to change anything else. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another book. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another course. And I'm not telling you not to take one. You don't need to do anything else. You are enough as you are. You just don't believe in yourself in the way you're supposed to believe in yourself. And it comes out when you're talking to other people. They sense that you don't believe it. And people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in.
Sometimes when you don't know what to do and you don't know what to say and you don't know how long it's gonna be, all you can do to express your faith is not dance, is not shout, is not talking tough, real pain. But just keep on walking. Somebody needs encouragement because right now the conditions are not right and they're not conducive for what you're trying to birth. And you gotta keep on walking. I don't know where the money's gonna come from, but keep on walking. I don't know when the problem's gonna get fixed, but keep on walking. I don't know when the student debt's gonna be paid off, but keep on walking. It was good they rejected you. It was good you didn't get the job. It was good the door didn't open. It was good that it didn't happen the way you imagined it.
Because life is redirecting you. It is setting you up for something greater.
I want you to stand right now and I want you to declare that your future, you're going to be your better you in the future.
There's nothing we can do about today, but in the future, we're going to work on the future. And your future is going to be better than any day you've ever had in your life.
I may be crying, but I'm going to keep on walking. I may be hurting, but I'm gonna keep on walking. I don't know how long I'm gonna have to walk. I don't care if it's another 7 days and another 90 miles. I've come too far to turn around. Walk when you don't know where you're going.
You're gonna get punched in the mouth by life. You'll be left flat on the ground, gasping for air, and thinking to yourself, will I ever be able to get back up?
Sometimes you'll feel trapped in the chains of defeat, and it'll feel like everything is going against you.
Maybe you're walking through depression right now. Maybe you're in a valley right now that you've experienced the worst failure of your whole entire life, and you're on the verge of quitting.
I don't care how strong you are, I don't care how tough you are, I don't care how resilient you are, I don't care how mean you are, eventually you get to a breaking point. Eventually even the strong get tired, even the strong get weary, even the strong get to the breaking point and come to the point that you feel like if one more thing happens to me, I'm gonna lose it.
You got to tell yourself, despite the circumstances, the situations, you have to tell yourself that I'm not going anywhere until I get to go. Until I make my dreams become a reality, I'm not quitting. I don't care how much money I have to invest. I don't care how much time I have to invest. I'm going to continue to do this until I become successful. You can pretend that you care, but you can't pretend that you're there.
Find the strength to get back up again and again and again for as long as it fucking takes. The one with the never say die attitude. The one who refuses to be denied. The one who never surrenders.
You can't complain because things are getting harder. You gotta get tougher.
You gotta thicken your skin. Stop throwing in the towel at the first sight of failure and stand up inside of yourself. You gotta let the world know that you ain't leaving without succeeding.
Thomas Edison said, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 things that do not work.
It's 10,000 things that didn't work. And all I have to do is the next one. And once I do the next one or the one after that or the one after that, bam, I'm going to be successful. I'm telling you, every time I stand up here and do what I'm doing, all I can remember was sleeping in abandoned buildings. That's all I could think about. But I kept trying and I kept trying and I kept trying. I kept going. I was consistent and I'm standing here today.
I don't see failure. I see grit, determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. A whole bunch of people out here never fail because they never try. I don't look at it as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt.
Whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, you're not going to be able to make it happen if you don't have a dream party every day. You've got to have a dream session. You've got to take out 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, however much time you have, and you've got to actually go in a room, close the door, and you've got to see yourself doing it. You gotta feel yourself doing it. You gotta actually walk in it. You gotta go in the future, live it out, come back in the present, and start working toward it. Every single day, we're not waiting for it to happen. We just don't have sight. Sight is for people who live in the present. We have vision. We're going to make it happen before it happens.
For every minute that you think you can't do it, I need you to offset it with dreaming about the fact that you can.
If you have a 30-minute pity party, I need you to have an hour success party.
You know what crazy means? Crazy means that you have the ability to see things that other people can't. And if you're not f***ing crazy, you're never going to succeed at anything in life. Everybody has got to be a little bit off. Anybody that's done something great, they don't think like anybody else. They can't. And the people that tell you you can't do it, you know what your response to them is? Watch me.
The only way you can be there is to show up. And what I'm asking you to do for me, you will never be a failure if you show up every single day. Every single day when I come, I show up and I let failure know. Failure is not an option. You can't even let it sink into your brain. Not even a second. You have to know that this thing is going to work. Come hell or high water, whatever it is that I set out to do, it may not happen in 6 months, it may not happen in a year, it may not happen in 2 years, but at some point, my dream is going to become a reality.
It's the perseverance of the individual that overpowers all obstacles, all challenges, all issues. It's the one who's willing to get knocked down.
One thing in life, that's for sure, the valiant motherfucker always wins.
No one's coming to lift the weights for you. No one's coming to study for you. No one's coming to put in the hours for you. No one's coming to do all the hard work for you. You have to do it yourself.
Are you making yourself better? Or are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
If you want to live a happy, healthy, successful life, you've got to pick to go through the pain now and enjoy the peace later.
Do not fall victim to the short-term gratification that is whispering in your ear, telling you 5 more minutes is fine. You can sleep in. You can eat that just this once. You can take the day off. You deserve to take a break. Shut that voice down. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
It's the early mornings. Late nights where you grind when everyone else has gone home every single day.
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to make any noise. You don't have to grunt. You don't have to groan. You don't have to scream. You don't have to yell. What you have to do is get the job done.
Your habits are the building blocks of your life. It's what you do every single day that matters more than anything. Doing things that are a break from your routine are gonna require force. So you have to force yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you over. If you listen to how you feel, you'll never get it because you'll never feel like doing it.
Decide you'll do it no matter what. Commit yourself to the regime. You get up when you're supposed to get up. You study when you're supposed to study. You go to the gym when you're supposed to go to the gym. You work when you're supposed to work. You do whatever it is you told yourself you were gonna do long after the mood you set it in is left.
If you don't control your mind and your mind controls you, you're fucked.
You got to take control and tell your brain where you want to go and what you want to do. Because if you don't, you will always be a loser.
You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every day of the fucking week.
The problem with some of you, you just hope that good stuff is going to happen to you. You got to get up and make shit happen.
You guys don't have unlimited time here.
The world isn't going to stop, and time isn't going to stop.
Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You got to make time.
Those at the top who become the best, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking great, productive days back to back to back to back. Because they know if you do that, the level of momentum created after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years of doing this becomes so massive that you start creating automatic wins based on your daily routines.
Because it's not easy for you to continuously have a packed schedule day after day after day after day after day without you winning.
All in is not 50%. All in is not 60 hours a week. All in is not I worked a Saturday twice a month. All in is not I missed one birthday party. All in is all fucking in. You better learn to get really, really used to being uncomfortable, because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that matters, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. Nothing worthwhile is easy to get. Nothing worthwhile can you get by not being uncomfortable. Everything's gonna make you uncomfortable. Get fucking used to it. And if you can get used to being uncomfortable, your fucking limits are non-existent.
Take control of your feelings. Take control of your emotions. Take control of your job. Take control of your problems. Take control of your future. And take control of your life.
When you have a dream and you start working toward it and you share that dream that you have with other people, they're not going to see it like you do. They'll laugh at you. They'll think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy too. You're going to question yourself.
It's hard. It's hard when everyone around you is doubting you and making fun of you and telling you to give it up, that you're wasting your time. It's very hard. But you know what? Every great successful person was ridiculed before they were revered.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it.
Stop telling your visions to other people, because they're not going to see it. Why you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why you keep imagining graduating, getting a better job? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining driving a really nice car? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because the universe is talking to you. It's showing you something that it has for you.
Your perception has everything to do with how this year is going to work. It is not what you perceive about me. It's what I perceive about me.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself independent of the feedback. The day that you allow the opinions of the outside world to dictate the way you feel about yourself, it is the beginning of the end of you living a blessed and self-loving, secure life. It is not the car that I drive or any of the jewelry that I own or the size of my house that defines my self-worth. I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm hot when you don't think I'm hot. I'm amazing when you don't think I'm amazing. I love me even if you stop loving me. You can say the nastiest, meanest, evilest shit that you could ever conjure up. It will never change the way I feel about myself.
It's not what they say about you that matters. It is what you say about you that threatens your destiny. You will never be defeated by what they say about you. You will be defeated by what you say about you.
I am great, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am phenomenal, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am going to do great things, and I don't owe anybody an apology.
Stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you want in your life. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. You've got to say, yes, I can make it. The last chapter to my life has not been written yet. If you judge me now, you'll judge me prematurely. I'm still in the process of transforming my life. I'm still in the process of becoming. Yes! Yes!
It's your dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to feel it like you feel it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it, and they don't have to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do. I was created to do great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission.
I don't expect you to believe in my dream like I believe in my dream. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
I need specifics. What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? What are you doing on Wednesday? You need to be very specific. It's time to put your pieces together of your puzzle. I put mine together. I put this life together. I made this happen. Nobody helped me to get here. I had to get up. I had to go to class. I had to read. I had to study. I had to write. I understood that the dream is real, but the lifestyle is real. You gotta earn this.
Let the dream strip you. Let it remake and mold you.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop crying. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it pump.
We all go through it. Some of you, though, you let your pain pump you. You let your pain make you quit.
You have come too far to quit now. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Get a reward for your pain. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. Get a reward for it.
And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, then when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, or when people tell you stupid, or when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming, keep focusing on your dream, keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
I'm up here not because I'm super impressive, because I'm not. Every time I wanted to quit this business, I didn't make a decision to not quit the rest of my life. I made a decision not to quit for one more day. One more day, just don't quit. One more day, hang up.
What if the truth is that changing your life is one away? One decision, one meeting, one conversation, one extra phone call, one extra rep in the gym. You start stacking up those one mores. That's the separator.
You are one decision away from changing your life. Your one new meeting, one new relationship, one new contact, one new action, one new decision away from shifting your life from where it is right now to a totally different place. There's something you've been hesitating on. There's a contact you need to make. There's a job you need to quit. I don't know what it is, but I know there's a decision that you need to make to take you to the next level, because decisions shape our destiny when they're backed up by some massive ass action. But you can't take the action if you don't decide. I made up in my mind, I will not go through this pain and not get a reward for it. I will not quit. I will not surrender. I will outlast every trial and every tribulation that comes in my life.
You meet a family that is wealthy. Somewhere back in their lineage generationally, they weren't. And then something happens. The one shows up. In every family, there's the one. And that one changes that family forever. In my family, I'm the one. We don't think like we used to think. I'm the one. I'm the one who made the calls late at night. I'm the one who drove hours and hours for people to say no. I'm the one who dealt with the heat. I'm the one who typed all the emails. I'm the one who returned all the messages. I'm the one that dealt with all the stress and the strife and the cancellations and the back talking and the people who didn't keep their...
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Word to me, and the difficult times, I'm the one who lost sleep at night. I'm the one who got up early.
I'm the one who carried the emotional burden of winning, just like you are. You're the one.
It's you. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I can do this. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen. I'm the one to become successful in this business. It's possible. I can live my dream. It's necessary. I work on myself. It's me. I've got to make it happen.
In a matter of one moment, one decision, one day, one account, one client, one meeting, your life can change in a moment. And if you don't know that, you will miss them when they show up. But what if you believe that and you live in anticipation of finding them? Now your reticular activating sees things it wasn't seeing before, hears things it wasn't hearing before, feels things it didn't feel before, and it tries to prove you right. If you put your head down, if you get focused, if you stop worrying about what everybody thinks, if you start pursuing that person you were capable of, if you start competing with the efforts you make every single day, your life changes.
Success is often not a loud event. It's those silent walks to the gym every single day. It's the silent commute to work every single day.
In the unseen work is where you're trying to create that masterpiece. And that masterpiece is yourself. All that hard work goes in when no one is watching. There's no crowds. There's no cheering sections, all that shit. It's just you against you. And you have this rock, which is yourself. And you go through and you start to just chip away at these rough edges.
Every fucking morning, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go for that run. You don't want to go to school. And each day, you fight that urge to stay in bed. But you still fucking get up. You chip away at another rough edge. And over a period of time, you begin to form that masterpiece.
When we look at the masters, when we look at the best business people, we say she's gifted, she's smarter than me, she just somehow knows more than me. She's got a better education, she had an easier background, she got lucky. You've heard the cliche because it's true, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
They don't see these motherfuckers, man, what they deal with every fucking day. I'm not good enough, shouldn't it be here. Because every day, even though they're fucking the best in the world, that little motherfucker's still in there saying, oh man, we're not good enough.
Not the strongest guy, not the fastest guy, not the smartest guy, but I will work and I will work hard. I will be up when my competitor's asleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, those moments tend to lead to success. But you've got to stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered-down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
I guarantee you, when you do it, nobody can do it like you do it. The problem is you don't hardly do it. You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that substance too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself, than your dream, than your goals.
And if you're going to make it happen, everything in the world has to become secondary. You've got to become obsessed to the point where people think you're crazy. You discipline yourself every day to do what is required. You sweat, you suffer, you endure, and at the end of it all, you win.
If you guess right now, there's no one looking at how you hold yourself, how you see yourself. What do you do when no one's watching? If you do it then, I guarantee you, you'll be doing it when everyone's watching. If today you never say good enough, tomorrow you'll always have enough.
A storm is going to come. I don't care who you are. No one is exempt. It's called life, ladies and gentlemen. So how do you handle it when you're in the storm?
You must have faith. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
The strength and the courage to make it through, the enduring power, the ability to persevere, to handle it. It will pad you. the inner power to overcome, to come back again. So in order to begin to prepare for the storm, you've got to go within and start working on yourself.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Meditation is one of the ways in which you can do that. Reading is one of the ways that you can do that. Listening to music is one of the ways that you can do that. Exercise is one of the ways in which you can do that. Things that you can do to still your mind, to clear your thoughts so you can think.
I had a program for myself. I have books that I read that inspire me, tapes that I listen to that fire me up. Because you're going to have sometimes low moments when you won't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay there. At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone.
The first tendency is to panic. When they said, your mother has breast cancer, I panicked immediately. I started grieving and crying. I fell on the ground. Oh, God, I can't handle this. I never thought this day would come. I can't deal with this pain.
You got to talk to yourself sometimes. You hear me? You got to talk to yourself. And yes, I was scared.
Leslie, get up. Get up, Leslie, get up. Come on, man. It's easy to have faith when mama's got her health and all is well. Come on, get up and cover the house. She needs us now. Come on, dear man. Come on in this room and face it. Be still. Know that all is well. To pull this through.
And I made up my mind. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many speeches I have to give, how many seminars I have to give. I know I ain't got the money. I know I don't have the education, but I ain't gonna let that stop me. I'm gonna do it. And yes, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be difficult. And you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how.
See, what the storm does, ladies and gentlemen, it empowers you. It strengthens you. When you go through a storm, when you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There's certain things when you go through those things and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy. It builds character. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. So I'm going through a character building experience.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. You should take pride in wanting to quit and not quitting. Hey, shit's really hard right now, dude. You're really struggling right now. But here's the thing. Right now is when everybody else quits. Right now is when everybody else is going to fall behind. Right now is when everybody else decides to do something that's easier or faster or not as hard. And that's what gets you ahead. That's what gets you to have pride. Because those struggles, those feelings, those things that are difficult, they are there to test you. This pain, this conflict, this tragedy, this tribulation is the test. Don't fail it. Stay strong. Don't ever quit. Struggle is a privilege. Hardship is a privilege. Because those struggles, those hardships, those things that you face will turn you into an unstoppable motherfucking machine. So if you want to create super high confidence, super high self-esteem, super high momentum, that feeling I'm super powerful, I'm invincible, I'm the fucking man, or I'm the fucking woman, you have to take pride in not quitting when other people are going to quit.
At some point or another, all of us will go through the fire. You will be burned. That fiery furnace life puts you through is not without reason. You are being forged.
Those of you who are wondering, how can I keep going like this? This is for you. Some of you have been through so much that you should have lost your mind. Don't think it's strange when things happen to you. Because every man, every woman, every boy, every girl will go through a time where your faith will be tested. You will hit something. And when you do, you will have a choice. Many choose to turn around. They feel a little pain and run away. But there is a small number who decide that the pain is worth the prize. These people will do whatever it takes to make it to the other side.
Make no your vitamin. Get excited about the no. Why? Because every time someone says no, that brings you another step to a yes. You're getting closer. Trust me, you will win if you don't quit.
Now, whatever goal you have, you're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some difficulties. You're going to have some challenges. You're going to have your inner conversation telling you you can't do it, and you're going to have people picking at you.
You got to talk to yourself when you begin to think negative.
I don't think I can do that, Les. You can. Why don't you just test yourself? Why don't you stretch, Les? Come on, man.
When you start seeing yourself thinking something negative, stop it right quick. Stop yourself. Catch yourselves. When you find yourself getting negative with people that you have allowed to push your buttons, when you find yourself becoming negative about what's happening to you, you've got to affirm to yourself in the process, hey, no, I can make it. There's some way this can happen for me. As you start believing that you are worthy of good things supposed to happen to you, you develop a sense of entitlement. Good things supposed to happen to me.
Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.
Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. So you've got to believe you can get through this. You've got to have faith, knowing that there is something greater for you in this world.
Because once you commit yourself and you know your why, the how will come. Once you commit yourself, you will figure it out. You just have to begin challenging yourself, stretching yourself, because you really don't know what you can't do.
When you believe with everything in you that you are destined for greatness, you will find a way. You turn a tragedy into a triumph, despair into repair, pain into gain, adversity into prosperity.
People ask me, what are your greatest moments? Every single one of them's failure. That's where I got to learn who I was. That's where I got the report card to know which part was fixed, which part was broken, so I can take my effort and reapply it.
See, when you invest in something and you hustle and you work for something, you got a different type of attachment to it. You're going to have a cold day in hell for somebody to try to take this from you. We live by this. We die by this. We don't surrender. We don't retreat.
When you put your blood, sweat, and tears into something, it becomes a part of you. It's more than just a goal. It's an embodiment of your dedication. It's the obstacles you fought your way through. It's the long nights of how are we going to make this work? It's the lonely hours of grinding through the dark when you can't make ends meet.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Your dreams are there, your hopes are there. Most people, they don't lead their life, they accept their life. Here's the issue. Most people, they have uphill hopes, but they have downhill habits. And you can't go uphill with downhill habits.
It's pretty easy to get the mindset that there's nothing you can do about it, that you're overwhelmed, that you can't change the world. Well, you know what you can change? You can change you. You can change your world. And if you change your world and you make yourself better and you make your part of the world better, the rest of the world will follow.
Good intentions are overrated. I know so many people, well, I'm going to do that. Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. So good intentions are the most overrated phrase in the world. Nothing happens until you've got good actions. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
Look, I love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, they happen. You got to get real dogish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit.
Weakness haunts us all. The times we could have done more. They eat at your self-esteem. They rob you of your self-respect. They diminish your belief in your potential. The true art of a full life is to minimize those moments when your weak thoughts win the battle and maximize your ability to rise and grind.
Most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. And sometimes if you're going to be successful, it's not how smart you are. It's not how strong you are. It's how much you can outlast stuff.
Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
Some of y'all, you're not getting close to the vision. You done said the vision and your mama said something about it, so you done backed off. You done
said something about the vision and somebody tried to kill you and you didn't back off. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you? I'm telling you that you got to be possessed with the vision.
You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
So you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become.
When you're going through hell and everything is going against you, the easiest thing in the world to do is to start thinking negative.
The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experience of life. And that's what causes many of us to give up the experiences and the challenges, the defeats, the disappointments, and the failures of life. It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. This world will try and beat you down. So you've got to begin to guard your mind against negative programming. Like turn off the television. Don't watch the news. If you look at the news, you cannot feel good looking at the news. It turns your power down. You've got to be conscious of that. Just try this. Just experiment with yourself. But start filtering the stuff you allow to come in your mind. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed because human beings are goal-oriented.
Every time you hear that voice in your head telling you, we can't do this, this is too hard, this is too painful, this isn't worth it, you got to tell it to shut up. That voice is a liar. Don't allow that negative voice to overpower you. You block that out. It doesn't take any energy, any drive to stay down there on a low level, but it takes everything in you to pull yourself up, to tell yourself, this is temporary. I can get through this. I'm better than this. I'm bolder than this. I'm stronger than this. This will not break me.
When you know that whatever you're seeking, it's also seeking you. You don't worry. You don't run scared. You don't think somebody's going to take it from you. You listen to your inner voice and you always take the high road. There will be the tendency, the natural inclination to take the low road. You must resist that.
Now is the time to take control. You focus on your strength. You focus on your abilities. Unquestionably, trust yourself. Take the leap of faith and believe that everything's going to be all right.
Anybody can hate. Anybody can be revengeful. Some people rather get revenge than get ahead in life. Anybody can do that. Anybody can hold a grudge. Doesn't take any greatness on that. Don't need any motivation and encouragement to hold a grudge. Have some resentment in your heart and some bitterness. But the real challenge about growth and moving into your greatness is to continue to be positive when hard times and obstacles run up against you and not allow that default negative mind to take over.
So you've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself and short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me. Turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people.
People are going to think you're crazy, but that's okay. You're not trying to be like them. You're cut from a different cloth. You deserve to be a winner. And winners don't think about losses. They don't focus on what could happen. They concentrate on the possibilities of winning.
The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. If there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more playing. What you need to be doing is studying.
There is not a day that I get out of bed. There is not a f***ing day that I wake up that I don't feel like going back to sleep. or that I don't have anxiety about what my day is going to bring. And I'm nervous and I'm scared and I'm like, all right, what do I got to handle today? And you know what I do? I wake up and I go handle it.
Ideas are dime a dozen. People say, oh, I got a great idea. Everybody's got a great idea. The real question is, can you execute? Can you get yourself to follow through? That's the only way that you're going to expand.
Making a freaking plan is the easy part. And you have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your employees. You're cheating your team. Whatever you're a part of, it's bigger than you, man.
While they was golfing, I was studying. While they was shooting hoops, I was studying. While they was playing games and sitting up and eating and joking in the restaurant, I was studying. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
I got to commit my very being to this thing. I gotta breathe it, I gotta eat it, I gotta sleep it.
Do you think Michael Jordan was interested in just being a basketball player? Do you think Kobe Bryant was just interested in winning championships? Do you think Tom Brady is just interested in being an NFL quarterback? Your mindset has to change right now. Interested is a fucking hobby. That's what interested is. That means you can't make a decision. If you want to win, you want what's next, you can't be interested. You have to be obsessed.
Winners don't cut corners. Winners don't avoid problems. Winners don't make excuses. Winners do whatever the fuck they've got to do to be a winner.
Somebody told you it was over. Somebody told you just go home and die. Somebody told you you'll never be a doctor. They sent you home, you failed. They sent you home, law school. They sent you home. Never give up and never give in.
Time is running out on you. There are only 86,400 seconds in a day. And you got to not only operate in them, you got to do it fast. You have to quit being so casual. You got to work like your life depends on it, because it does.
Things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time. It's not just gonna happen. You gotta make it happen. Go make things happen.
Excellence is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny.
When you said, I'm all in, were you really all in? Let me tell you what the cost of being all in is. Early mornings, late nights, being misunderstood, having very few friends, being your own cheerleader. Are you those things? People always talk about, oh, you know, you got to work smarter and not harder. No, you got to work smarter and you got to work harder.
There's no shortcuts, no hacks. It's hard work, determination, and grit. Stop looking for the easy ways and start believing in the process.
You want to win? Make movement. Move forward.
Go fucking execute. Go fucking work. Because it's not in the dreaming. It's in the doing.
If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.
If you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
You will get through it. You just got to decide that you're not going to quit.
That's what happens in life. All you do is you fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again. That's how you win.
Things are going to get harder. Things are going to get tougher. It's the way life works. So what you need to do is you need to get harder and you need to get tougher.
If you can pick yourself up every single time you get knocked down, you can make it.
Even if you're in the middle of a disaster, you can use that disaster for direction.
It is through the disaster, it is through the adversity that our strength is developed.
If everything went the way you wanted it to go, you wouldn't have anything to exercise by. It's a gymnasium of life where you get the workout, the resistance. You find out things about yourself that you didn't know. I'm stronger than I thought I was. I'm more resilient than I thought I was. Life keeps changing. And as life keeps changing and seasons keeps changing and circumstances keep changing, you got to be flexible enough to change on a dime and switch this way and turn back this way. And if you don't make the right switch, you find yourself stuck.
The thing you need to win is resilience. You can't just keep trying different stuff, because you can never say something didn't work when you didn't have try. Greatness takes time. It takes time to build your brand. It takes time to build your life. It takes time to build your career. You got to be prepared to get 1,000 no's to get one yes.
So stop feeling sorry for yourself over what challenges are thrown at you. This is a part of the process. It is part of the journey. How will you ever grow if you never have any pressure? You should be thanking the universe for putting you through this. Because these problems you're having, these are the greatest opportunities to get stronger.
When you're committed, when you're invested, when you're all in, you can't throw in the towel. You can't just walk away.
Because you won't quit when you got some skin in the game. You won't just walk away easy. You don't violate the covenant when things get tough because you got some skin in the game. When you don't have nothing invested, it's easy to walk away.
See, sometimes some people only want it without struggle. But if you're serious about reeling it in, you have to put some effort.
Get up. Compete. Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. You're giving 50. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears, you want what they paid for, and it ain't free. I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. And your problem is you're giving up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort.
Almost everybody can stay excited for 2 or 3 months. A few people can stay excited for 2 or 3 years. But a winner stay excited forever. People want to follow a leader that's positive, that's aggressive, that's enthusiastic, that's tough. They have a change the world kind of desire and determination. Their attitude is bring it on. The tougher, the better. They understand you don't get what you want or what you'd love to have. Life gives you what you'll accept. If you'll accept being average and ordinary, that's exactly what you're going to get. But the winners, they expect to win. They demand for themselves happiness and success and fulfillment. They always have a can-do attitude.
You can turn your life around if you change your attitude. You change your attitude, you change your altitude.
The reason you can't stop is because you might be so close. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to quit when you're this close? Wouldn't it be a shame for you to walk away when you've come this far? Wouldn't it be horrible for you to bail out when you're just this close to victory? You can't walk by what you see. You can't give up because it doesn't feel good. You can't let people talk you out of it. You can't let your emotions stop you from moving forward.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.